I had never been on a cruise ship before, and I've always wanted to know what is inside those mammoth things. I mean, besides thousands of people. While I waited to board the Crown Princess, I asked Australian passenger Michelle Hobby about her experience.
There's a bit of luxury involved. That's always nice. There's lots of activities to do. After the initial couple of days, you do begin to feel like it's home. So I like that.
Then it's time to board. I'm with a group of people from the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau and Chamber of Commerce, along with Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer.
Promenade, deck 7.
Well, this cruise ship is certainly luxurious. It looks like we're in a very fancy hotel. There's a Chanel store. There's a lounge. There is a big chandelier-looking light. It really does look like a hotel, but also kind of like a really fancy airport or shopping mall, because there are jewelry stores.
And lovely to meet you. Hi, hello, just lost captain.
We just met the captain of the ship. Right now we're in a bar / lounge.
Juices, some drinks for you? A fruit punch, Bloody Mary, and mimosa.
Hi, Emily. Lovely to meet you.
What's Welcome. Your name again?
My name's Justin Laws, and I'm the captain here on Crown Princess.
This is the Crown Princess first season in Alaska?
Yes, this is the Crown's first season. And with respect to Princess Cruises, it's the largest passenger ship cruising in Alaska at the moment. We have over 3,220 passengers on board this cruise and a little over 1,200 crew. So we're very close to 4,500 people. So when we come into port, it's more like an invasion.
Captain Laws says the best part of his job is getting to meet people from all over the world. He said there were around 60 different nationalities represented by the passengers and crew on this ship. Yeah. And what's your name?
Ron.
And where are you from?
Philippines.
Well, I'm enjoying my job as a bar steward, selling drinks. I'd been working in my country before around 12 years ago. My family is growing up. So I decide to work in the ships. Maybe my life can change.
Ron has 3 daughters, ages 10 to 17. He says he's able to send them to better schools with the salary he earns on this cruise ship.
The difficult is you're far away from your family.
For how long?
9 months. Sometimes we do 10 months. But the thing is, it's difficult, but sacrifice. But you need to be sacrificed because of your family. Yeah. I'm doing this because of my family.
Next, we're off on a tour of the ship's main attractions. Here's Kim, our guide.
Okay, so here we have the atrium or the piazza, and this is kind of like, you know, the heart of the ship, I guess, the hub where everything happens. We have a lot of performers that perform down here.
We also visit the theater, the library, the spa, the gym, the pools, and a place called Club Fusion. The ship has 19 levels, or decks. One of our last stops is the bridge.
We're on the bridge. It's on deck 14, so it's at the very front of the ship.
I'm Valerio, one of the third officers of the Crown Princess. This is the brain of the ship. This is not only a navigational workplace, is also a safety and security workplace.
And the tour has come to an end. As we walk out past the lounges, the spa, and the pools, something Captain Laws said rings true. People don't cruise just to visit the ports. The ships themselves have become destinations. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.